Well, look, I just want to firstly acknowledge the company for their leadership. They're working and moving towards a very efficient system. This is on the back of a €48 million investment in capital by the company to date. Today is the official launch of a €6 million investment. And what we're seeing is less reliance on fossil fuels, 80% reduction, less reliance on plastic. So they really, really are powering ahead in relation to tackling climate change full on. On top of that, it will secure 120 jobs, really, really important to the local economy of Killigordon and the wider Fin Valley area. But also, this is a very ambitious company, exporting to over 50 countries worldwide. But really, really fundamental to the whole thing is they are providing a supply chain into 14 counties where they get their milk, including Northern Ireland. That's really, really important at this very uncertain time, especially in relation to the north, that those continue. So while they are aware, the company is aware of uncertainties and are looking at those uncertainties and trying to tackle them, they are conscious that Brexit and a no-deal Brexit in particular will pose problems. But it's great to see that they are in such a positive vein and trying to go ahead, and obviously it's up to government to support them as they go along.
And this significant investment, as you touched on, would certainly seem that the company would be copper fastened here within Donegal well into the future.
Yeah, and again, it's a company that is straddling the border in terms of supply chain, and a lot of companies now rely, whether it's international, multinational companies relying on workforce across the border. Our region has been transformed in the last 21 years. It's not a county that just relies on labour force or produce from within the county. It's a new region. It's a northwest region. It's an ambitious region, and it's a motivated region. And in the past, we had to deal with many, many constraints that we're all aware of. Obviously, Brexit is posing a new set of weaknesses and obviously threats, but we have to ensure that we support the companies that are more acutely affected. So we are in deliberation with the Department of Finance to ensure that whatever supports are available in the event of a no-deal Brexit, that companies that are more acutely affected, i.e. along the border, that they get priority.